My friends, would you like to receive the Holy Spirit? Did you even know that there was a Holy Spirit? Often, like the disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, we haven't even heard that there was a Holy Spirit, or we've heard of him, but he hasn't really entered into our life. In today's video, I will share with you the secret of how to receive the Holy Spirit. Join me in today's video. As we should always, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I want to pray this beautiful prayer from St. Catherine of Siena that she miraculously wrote down after she learned how to read miraculously, and it's directed to the Holy Trinity, beginning with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. By your power, I journey to you, God. Grant me charity with fear. Protect me, O Christ, from every evil thought, and warm me with your sweet love so that every burden may seem light to me. My Holy Father and my sweet Lord, grant that I may always and in every endeavor, Christ love, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, that awesome prayer, you can find a few different variations of it. I went with my parents when I was younger to Siena, Italy, where one of my favorite saints, St. Catherine of Siena, was. And we went to her church. It's a basilica church that where she's buried, actually. Her head is there, her body is in Rome. Don't ask me why they did that, but that's how it is. And in the back, there's a gift shop. And when you go into that gift shop, they have all these religious items. And I saw this beautiful prayer card that had that prayer on it. And when I read it, I thought, man, this is just amazing. So I bought it and I memorized the prayer. You can find it online and find a few different variations, as I mentioned. But I love that prayer because it speaks about us being led to God by the Holy Spirit. And so in today's video, by the way, I'm Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Please support me on patreon.com. I have more information about that on that website, or by visiting my Etsy shop, where I will be adding items continuously. And I always welcome your suggestions. Hit the like button and pray for every Catholic and Christian YouTuber that we may flood this medium with wonderful videos about Jesus and Mary and our faith. So, how do we receive the Holy Spirit? Now, this is something that's important for us to understand, that the spiritual world mirrors the physical world. The spiritual world mirrors the physical world. The physical world isn't just random. It's a mirror, a tiny version of the spiritual world. The spiritual world isn't just this world that has no rules and you can do whatever you want, and if you want to be this, you can be that, if you just do whatever you want. Sometimes people treat it like that. No, the spiritual world mirrors the physical world, and there's rules for both. In the physical world, these rules are more clear because we can see and touch and see the limitations to it, but we can't in the spiritual world, so it's often confusion. So, what happens when someone wants to have a baby? Yes, when someone wants to have a baby, it's not that simple. First, you have to conceive a child. Then you have 9 months of preparation where that child is growing. Then the child is born. From this analogy, we can learn about the spiritual world. From this analogy of new life, we can learn about new life in the Holy Spirit. It is no coincidence that novenas came about first with the Holy Spirit. 9 days of prayer, 9 months of preparation. Do you see the connection? Yes. Nine leads to new life. That number nine is very significant, and I'll talk about it a little bit later. It's like triple perfection. Think of the Holy Trinity times three, it's like this triple perfection. And so nine leads to new life. In the same way, so think about everything that you have to do. Actually, by the way, my wife is pregnant and we will be due in October. What are we doing right now? We're getting ready. We're preparing the room. She's going to the doctor. She's doing health measures. She's eating healthier. I'm getting ready. We're saving money. Each month, we do certain things to take away things that we don't need and to get things that we do need. Getting ready, reading, studying. We're preparing where she's going to give birth. We're picking names. We're doing all types of things. We're celebrating this arrival that's going to happen. Imagine with your own children. I want you, in fact, to write a list. Homework time. It's homework time for you right now. Write a list of what you did to get ready to have your child. That's what you have to do to get ready to receive the Holy Spirit. You can't just receive the Holy Spirit by saying, Holy Spirit, just show up. Will he show up? No. In the same way that you can't just say, hey, I want a baby. Babies, God send a baby. It doesn't happen like that. These things have to happen for you to be ready to receive and grow the life that God is about to give you. It is the exact same thing with the Holy Spirit. The exact same thing. And you can learn from your own experience. You don't have to be this wise monk. You don't have to be this mystical person of wisdom. You can learn from your own experiences. So let's break down some of the things that you need to receive the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about it as if it was a baby that you will be given. First of all, you need to let that love of Jesus and God the Father be conceived in your heart. So you need to ask, place this in my heart. Then you continue on those 9 months, 9 days of preparation. You intensify that desire. You ask again. You feel that love. You let that kind of space grow in your heart. So for a baby, what do? You get a room ready. You buy furniture. You get the clothes ready. You clean up the house. You learn new skills. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. You go to confession. You clean out your heart. You make a space. You allow room. You become open to this new thing that's coming. You maybe think of a gift of the Holy Spirit. Just like you think of a name, think of a gift of the Holy Spirit that you want to receive. There's so many. There's so many. Can you receive all of them? Maybe. Can you receive 1,000 babies at once? Possibly. But is it going to happen? No. Therefore, just focus on one gift. Just one gift, because that's all that we can handle. One gift of the Holy Spirit that you want to ask for. Pick it out by name. Ask. Be open. Learn some of the skills that you'll need to exercise that gift. Learn about that gift from other people. Figure out how it works, what it does, what it doesn't. Figure out what it's going to look like in your life. Does this sound familiar? Yes, because you've done it with your baby. So my friends, that's how you receive the Holy Spirit. You prepare for 9 days or 9 months or 9 years even. You get rid of all the junk. You make a space. You ask for one gift. You learn about that gift and you get ready. You get ready to nurture that gift just like you get ready to feed that baby and to let that baby grow and become an adult, not just a baby. That Holy Spirit, that gift may grow and mature in your life. So I've received gifts from the Holy Spirit, for instance, speaking. I've learned about speaking. I've learned about speaking to other people. I've grown. I've grown in my ability to make YouTube videos. I've gotten better. I've improved my skills. And the Holy Spirit has grown this gift just like a baby. And it's growing and growing, and it's going to bear wonderful fruit in the same way that a young child will grow and bear fruit in the life of the world. So my friends, we're coming on 9 minutes, so I want to end at that point. Get ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Pray a novena, or a 9-month Ina, or a 9-year Ina. Some 9 number to get ready to receive the Holy Spirit. We are in that season after Pentecost, so that you can receive the Holy Spirit in your life. God bless you, and have a beautiful day.